Hey, and welcome to the AI Briefing Daily, your podcast for the most important AI news from the past 24 hours. Today is October 17th, 2025, and here are our top stories. Smart home AI, AI travel mode, AI rent ban, data ownership. Smart home AI. Imagine your home stepping up its intelligence game, not just being smart, but truly insightful. With the power of AI, your living space can now analyze images and send creative notifications, taking the everyday smart home experience to the next level. Enter Google AI Gemini, seamlessly integrated into Home Assistant, a free smart home hub. This AI-driven upgrade automates tasks that traditional sensors might struggle with or find too costly. From recognizing your mail carrier to managing your trash, Gemini's image analysis in Home Assistant is not only practical, but also holds promise for security enhancements. Plus, you can chat with the AI via voice commands, control your home, or even get a weather report in the style of C-3PO. The possibilities are endless as Home Assistant becomes more intelligent with the help of AI. AI Travel Mode. Kayak has introduced a smart new feature that allows travelers to explore and plan their trips using artificial intelligence. The AI mode integrates a chatbot on Kayak's website, accessible via both desktop and mobile, enabling users to ask travel-related questions, compare prices, and book flights, hotels, and cars seamlessly. This feature is powered by ChatGPT, offering contextual answers and tailored travel suggestions. Whether you're hunting for flights under a certain budget, comparing hotel amenities, or seeking travel inspiration for events like New Year's Eve, this tool assists in the initial stages of travel planning. Initially available in English for users in the United States, the feature will soon expand to more countries and languages. AI rent ban. New York has taken a groundbreaking step by becoming the first state to ban landlords from using software to set rental rates, while cities like Jersey City, Philadelphia, San Francisco, and Seattle have enacted similar bans. New York's statewide legislation aims to curb algorithmic pricing that could lead to unfair housing practices. Companies like RealPage offer algorithms that help landlords optimize rents for maximum profit. However, Governor Kathy Hochul argues that such algorithms distort the housing market, especially during a housing crisis. The new law prohibits landlords from using these tools, labeling any use as collusion, and protecting renters from price-fixing practices. The law will take effect in 60 days. Data ownership. Imagine starting your day by strapping a GoPro camera to your forehead as you dive into various tasks, from whipping up a morning breakfast to engaging in your artistic endeavors. This was Taylor's routine for a week, as she and her roommate contributed to training an AI vision model. Their work, though challenging with its fair share of headaches and red marks on their foreheads, was compensated handsomely. Taylor was among several freelancers hired by the AI company Turing. The goal? To train an AI on sequential problem solving and visual reasoning using video footage from diverse blue-collar activities. By collaborating with professionals like chefs, construction workers, and electricians, Turing aims to create a rich and varied dataset. This effort reflects a broader trend in AI development, where companies shift from generic data collection to acquiring high-quality, curated data to gain an edge in building smarter models. That was the AI news of the day. With this, you're perfectly informed for today. Would you like to create an automated podcast on your own topic? Get in touch with us, and we'll make it happen. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow for the next AI briefing.